Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We will get to Jerry in just a moment as we get ready for divisional playoff weekend in the NFL. And these four games, all of them have great potential, of course. Let's go to Joe in Massapequa quickly before Jerry. Good morning, Joe.
Gio, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Joe.
Listen. Gio, you got to relax. You're the first guy with Brody that you got hoodwinked by the Mets. He was going to spend all this money. The Jets fan has been suffering forever. Now you just want us to blindly say, "Oh, they made the
no,
right
no, no." Hold on, Joe, and I hear your point. Now this is how I'm going to defend it. All right, now all right. I didn't want them to hire Brody Van Wagenen, and I said that many times. Hold on, Joe. Joe, hold on. Let me defend Joe. Joe, hold on.
Go ahead.
I said I didn't want him to hire. Then when I heard the side of the people that did, and they said, this guy's really good communicator, the Wilpons love him, maybe he can convince the Wilpons to spend more money, I listened to that side of things. This is my point with the Jet fan, is they refuse to listen to the gay side of things that are positive. Kirk Cousins, another guy. I didn't want Kirk Cousins as a quarterback of the Vikings. They brought him in. I said, all right, let's go. Let's see what can happen. Now they had the season that they had. Now I don't like him. So that's the difference. Just listen to the other side a little bit.
So we have to listen to John Fox, the immortal John Fox, that he knows this is the guy who's got all the Super Bowl rings, that we're going to listen to him?
Well, I mean, if you want to buy into what John Fox and Peyton Manning say, that's whatever. That's your prerogative. But there are legitimate points to the positive on Adam Gase. It doesn't have to just be guys that are in his corner that are vouching for him. I mean, we don't know Adam Gase. We don't care really about Adam Gase as a person or the Jets head coach or whatever, but we're pointing out certain things that do matter that are in that positive column. And it's just frustrating to me to hear when you bring those things up, don't tell me that, I don't want to hear it. Okay, I mean, fine then. Then you don't want to hear it. But guess what?
It goes both ways, though, because then you can't say that with Brody and everybody else saying, oh.
But Brody's on the job now, though. You know what I'm saying? Brody's on the job. Like, it's different. Yeah. Now I've got something that he's done already in his offseason. So I'll go back to it, and good call, Joe, and you made decent points. But I'll go back to what I said. I didn't want them to hire Brody Van Wagenen, but when people gave me positives about Brody, I didn't say, I don't want to hear it. Don't tell me that. That doesn't mean anything to me. No, I said, okay, fine. Maybe that is good because I don't know him all that well. I didn't like the idea of the agent being the general manager, and I still think there's some problems there, but I listened to that other side. Those things matter. Adam Gase isn't a total zero head coaching candidate, and that's what everybody thinks he is. And when you bring up points, well, how about this? How about that? Just listen to them and think about it a little bit as opposed to just dismissing it but the things that you bring, and I wanted Mike McCarthy, but there's things about Mike McCarthy that were negative as well, but yet those things you'll totally dismiss because you wanted them. I mean, come on. Unless you're in those interviews, we don't know everything about everything.
But that's right. And the other thing, too, to remember here, and he took a shot at John Fox, and I'm like, okay, so John Fox took two different teams to the Super Bowl as a head coach. It's not like he doesn't know what he's talking about. He was the head coach for Adam Gase, I believe, when he was his offense coordinator in Denver. I mean, and also in Chicago. He knows exactly what he's talking about. Why would you dismiss John Fox, who as a head coach has 133 and 123 record and 15-8 in the playoffs?
You know
why does anybody dismiss that?
You know what I love is the same people that will dismiss John Fox's positive opinion will take Jarvis Landry's negative opinion as gospel on
Adam
Gase.
Exactly.
So it's just, when you want to be right about something, it's the old confirmation bias. I'm going to ignore all this stuff over here because it doesn't fit with my argument, and I'm going to take all the negative stuff because I don't think it's a good hire, and I'm going to use that as the evidence. I mean, please. I don't know. It's just that's just me. Yeah, sometimes I get angry about things that my teams do. I try to give them a chance, a little bit of a chance. I don't have a lot of patience, but I'll give them a little bit of a chance. Hey, Jerry, what's going on, man?
All right, morning, guys. We are brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today at a Ray Catena Service Center. First-class service at affordable prices. Moving away from the Jets for a few minutes, you've got the Colts and Chiefs tomorrow kicking off the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Patrick Mahomes knows no tomorrow.
It's single elimination. An intensity that you have to go into knowing that you got to put your best foot forward.
Meantime, Andrew Luck and the Colts, Frank Reich's team, winning last week in Houston. They go to KC this week. Tough place to play.
You're probably one of the louder atmospheres in football. Again, at Arrowhead, in an awesome atmosphere. But you know, once the game gets going, it's all the same. It's the same size field, same amount of players. You know, you got to do the same things well. You got to play with technique. You got to play with fundamentals. You got to play with discipline.
Using the Norman Dale references there, same size field and all that stuff. Then the night game will be the Cowboys and the Rams. This will be 8:15 Eastern time in Los Angeles. Todd Gurley says fitting that this game's in Hollywood.
Everyone in the world knows, you know, that's America's team, and, you know, it's a primetime game playoff. So what better, you know, game than you want? Playoff game in L.A. versus America's team.
You got DeMarcus Lawrence, who can't wait to get on the field and do what he does.
Just let everything play out, and when it's time to rock and roll, we're going to hit. We're going to hit.
That's right. Going to bleep and hit.
Wow.
I'm going to go after guys
like...
I used
to hate when defensive players would talk like that going into games. Like, man, I don't want to hear that, man.
Well, he says he's going after Goff.
Yeah. He's a quarterback. I don't like quarterbacks.
He says he's going to rip his soul out.
That's nice. We don't like you either.
I'm sure you don't. On Sunday on CBS, you got the Chargers and the Patriots. Here's Rob Gronkowski. Yes, down year for me. So let's have a redo in January.
The playoffs is a whole new season. It's a fresh start. The excitement levels from the fans to the players always jumps up another notch.
He will see if he can turn things around. Of course, a lot of people have said, well, many people have said anyway, that maybe this is the start of the end of the run for the Patriots. Anthony Lynn says, nonsense.
I don't see that demise at all. I see a good football team in this playoff time. This team has been there so many times, you know, they know how to win this time of the year.
And they win a lot.
I think Gronk's the X factor. If he's healthy and he's effective and he has any sort of influence in this game, both from a run blocking standpoint and a cover standpoint down the field, you know, they'll win the game. He's the guy.
Alarm.
You know, to me, he's the guy.
He's the guy.
If they can somehow get, you know, an 8-catch, 100-yard game out of him, then they win. I think he's the biggest question mark / X factor in this game.
So, all right, I've got pie charts here, right?
Okay.
Which team do you think, with the spread, is the public the most confident in betting
LA on? Chargers.
Do you have a guess, Jerry?
I would probably, I guess, yeah, probably the Chargers. That seems to be the hot team.
You're right. 61% of the public is on the Chargers, which is greater than any of the other teams
the Eagles?
Out there. The Eagles are...
I would say number two is the Colts.
55%. The Philadelphia Eagles.
Are they number two or on that list? Or is
no, they're actually the least out of the teams that the least is the Rams and Chiefs, both at 42%.
The Colts are then up there with
The Cowboys. Colts,
right.
Cowboys at 58%, Chargers at 61%, Eagles at 55%. Saints 45%, Patriots 39%, Rams 42%, and Chiefs 42%.
All the home teams.
Right. That all the home teams, every home team, everybody's on the underdog.
Well, there's also been a trend towards the underdog over the last, I guess, six, I don't know how many games it is. I'll have to find it, but it seems like the last 15 or 16 underdogs have covered.
Yeah, but I mean, would you ever have thought that the New England Patriots at home off a bye would be the public would be the least confident in them covering a 4-point spread
right
at home
against the Chargers in bad weather?
I mean, that is, and I think the snow is going to be south of them. But I mean, that to me, it just shows you what people think of the Patriots right now, which could be, you know, the ultimate sucker bet. It really could be like everybody's saying the Patriots are done, and here come the Patriots. You know,
The Patriots are 22-4 in home playoff games, including 19-3 in the Bill Belichick era.
That doesn't suck.
No,
that's pretty good. Eagles Saints Sunday afternoon, 4:40 Eastern. Steelers team president Art Rooney II telling the Pittsburgh Post Gazette team needs to make a decision on Antonio Brown. They will not release him, but all other options are on the table. So it's hard to envision him actually back with the team unless he comes in and they iron things out, was kind of a caveat at the end of the story. Reports say the Bengals hoping to hire Rams quarterbacks coach Zach Taylor as their new head coach, but can't negotiate anything until after the playoffs. So we'll see if that happens. Mets making a couple of moves, most notably Jed Lowrie, a two-year contract, $20 million. He was an all-star with Oakland last year. Luis Avalon, a left-handed pitcher on a minor league deal too. CC Sabathia did his weekly podcast with Ryan Rucco. Now he has come through the whole stent situation with the heart. He has resumed baseball activities. How did he realize and when did he realize that something was up?
I was going to start my workouts. Like, I was like, shit, you know, my stomach is whatever, but I need to just start working out. Maybe that'll, like, help it if I start working out. So I went to the gym, rode the bike a little bit, and played catch with Dylan. And, like, halfway through playing catch, I'm like, man, like, I'm tired. Like, I was out of breath. And I'm like, something's up.
So he knew. He went for a stress test, and that's when things got really serious, essentially.
They called me back as I was driving home, and they were like, you need to come back.
Wow.
You need to bring Amber, and you need to come back, and, you know, we probably got to put a stint in.
It feels great, though, now. Everything good, and as we said, baseball activities have begun for him. So scary situation, but all has worked out well for him. And I didn't realize, too, listening and reading some of this stuff, I guess there's a history in his family of heart attacks that goes down the line. So something he was looking out for.
That's the biggest thing with the heart, right? You see guys that'll run 5 miles a day, 10 miles a day in great shape. That have heart problems because of the hereditary factor. So
and that's why this is a good PSA for people out there who do know that they have this hereditary problem in their family to go check and stay on it. You know, the one thing I will say, after reading everything over the last 2 days, I don't know about you guys, no way Manny Machado's coming to the Yankees.
Doesn't sound
no
like
not sound way. Like it. Not even. He is trying to extract so much money. I just can't see the Yankees going down that road again. I just can't see it.
Yeah, both those guys are going to end up in the NL East.
I'm actually, which makes me sad because it sounds like they're going to both, you know, it sounds like Harper's going to end up in Washington and Philadelphia's going to back up the Brinks truck for Manny Machado, if not for both of them. Who knows? But, for the Mets, not so good. But although I do like the signing of Jed Lowrie.
Yeah, but you also don't think that either one of these guys deserves a 10-year deal with that
Hell
money because
no,
that's
man.
Going to hurt the organization. So, I mean, really, in the long term, hopefully that – what do you have an alarm set for?
Because I was out to dinner last night.
Okay.
And a nice lady named Karen came over to the table to introduce herself and say hello because she's a big fan of the show.
Okay.
And she loves you too.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to make sure that I remembered to say hi, Karen. And to let you guys know, you have a huge fan in Homedale, New Jersey. That's all. And she happens to like you a lot,
Greg. Celebrity. She recognized you, huh?
Well, whatever. But I think I thought it was kind of cool. She went out of her way to compliment Greg.
Did you have a Jerry Recco shirt on or something? Or a Boomer and Geo shirt?
I had my softball uniform on with 6 and my last name on it.
Did. Okay, good. Perfect. Easily, that's the way you get some free food.
You know, Jerry, that's very sweet of you to set an alarm to make sure.
I did. I wanted
to
make sure that I gave you the compliment from her and I didn't forget about it.
Well,
here are my breasts.
Well, thank you very much, Jerry.
You know,
I'm going to ignore that part of it. Just say, thanks, Jerry.
Yes, exactly.
Thank you very much, Jerry.
Yeah. Well, thank Karen. Don't thank me.
Thanks, Karen.
Thank you, Karen.
There you go.
We appreciate
shout out.
It. Yeah.
Spurs beat the Thunder in double overtime, 154-41. Here, really, Eddie? God darn. 147-56 for LaMarcus Aldridge. Tonight you got the Nets in Toronto. We'll have that on the fan. The Knicks are home for the Pacers. Things were tight at the Garden. Ultimately, the Islanders come away with the full 2 points.
Who got it to center? Clutterbuck, right wing over the Ranger line. He's got Cizikas behind him. Clutterbuck to the goal line in front. Bailey shoots and scores! On their first shot of the period! Josh Bailey gives the Islanders a 4-3 lead with a minute and 26 seconds to go in regulation.
Chris King, the
goal. One shot.
Yes.
One shot, and there it is.
And what, the Rangers had 17 shots in the third period?
The Rangers had
like
an incredible third period. They were all over the Islanders, all over. You know, in typical like hockey world, this happens. One team is just absolutely, well.
Plays in one end, next thing you know, one shot the other way.
You got to score goals, man. You just got to score goals.
And speaking of scoring goals, John Tavares scoring a lot of them. He's now got 29. He's got 301 for his career. Hit his 300th last night. Maple Leafs beat the Devils 4-2. Michael Hutchinson, 27 saves for Toronto.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.